Today's shiur in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Kedushin, Daf Yud Dalet. We're learning today the Ilo Nishmas Heini Dembrof. All the neshamas we learn for should have an aliyah from our learning. Okay, we pick up on the Gemara Yud Gimel Amud Beis, the very last two lines, where we quote the Mishnah, V'hayavama Niknes Bebiya V'chulei. So we said in the Mishnah that a woman who's Yavama, just by having relations with her Yavam, she becomes married to him. So the Gemara says, how do we know that? The Bia Minolin. How do we know that Bia works to go and make this woman a full-fledged wife, and she does not need Kesef and or Shtar, for example, but she just has Bia, and she becomes a full-fledged wife. So the Gemara says, Amakram, we turn to Yudalad Amud Aleph, because the pasuk says so. Yavama Yavo Aleha Ulekach Lelisha. It says that the Yavama will go, the Yavam will have relations with the Yavama, and she will then be his wife. Or it says, but maybe Vema Lekula Milsa Keisha. Maybe it's comparing to a regular woman who accepts Kiddushin, and just like Bia will work by a regular woman, works by the Yavama, so too maybe Kesef and Shtar, which work by a regular woman, could work by a Yavama as well. Vema Lekula Milsa Keisha. Maybe the comparison is totally to a woman in Kiddushin. Someone says, don't think that for a second, Losolka Daitach, because the Tanya, because we learned Beferish and Abraisa. Yocho, you might have thought, you Kesef Ushtar Gomrimba, you might have thought that Kesef and Shtar would allow Yavama to become fully married, just like Kedera Shabia Gomrimba, just like Bia allows her to become fully married to her Yavam, Talmud Lomar. Therefore, the Pasuk tells us the word, the Yibimba, it tells us that only through Bia Gomerisba, the Ain Kesef Ushtar Gomerba. Only Bia allows her to become fully married and not Kesef and Shtar. Again, we mentioned many times, there is a Din Midrabanan called Mimer, where we recommend that the Yavam go and give a similar arrangement like Kesef Kiddushin to the girl who is his Yavama, but at the same time, that is only a Din Derabanan, and that's in order to make it less Pritzukdik, but the bottom line is, only the actual relations, only Bia, actually makes her into a married woman if she is a Yavama. Gemara says, maybe the word Ve'ema, that the word V'yibma, my V'yibma, maybe it means to teach us de bal karcha miyabim, that technically a woman can be taken even against her will in Yibam. Gemara says, that can't be, because im kain lema kro V'yibim, if it wanted to teach us the din of bal karcha, so then it could teach it to us by just saying the word V'yibim. Why did it add the extra, hey, V'yibma, my V'yibma? We can learn out both the din of Baal Karcha and also the din that only Bia makes her a full-fledged wife to the Yavam and not Kesef or Shtar. Then we quote the Mishnah, which said, Bechalitza, when the woman isn't taken in Yibam, she has to undergo Chalitza to be able to marry Lashuk. She could go marry anybody that she wants to. How do we know that? Minol and the Gemara asks. The Gemara says, because the Pasuk tells us to say it, Nikroshmo B'Yisrael. The word B'Yisrael seems to be extra. Nikroshmo B'Yisrael Beis Chalutz Hanual. And we'll darshan out many of the words over here. So the first thing that we're darshaning is Kivon Shecholatz Bo Nal Hutro L'Cho Yisrael. Once she has the Chalitza performed, that she takes off his shoe, so then, in that situation, she becomes Muteris L'Cho Yisrael. Now, the Gemara says, Hai Yisrael L'Hoch Yudi Osa is really, that's what the word Yisrael, the word Nikro Shemo B'Yisrael comes to teach us, and she's Muteris L'Cho Yisrael. Hi, we need it for something else. Mibaya Le L'Chedetani Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. We need it for the Drasha Rav Shmuel Yehuda taught us. What is that? He says the word B'Yisrael comes to teach us that it must be undergone B'Beis Din Shal Yisrael V'lo B'Beis Din Shal V'Kochav. This must be done in a Jewish court, and even though the exact same Chalitza is done in a secular court, it won't work. It has to be done in a base in Shayisrael and not Shalom de Kochav. And that's why it says, Vinikroshimo be Yisrael. It has to be in a base in Shayisrael. So therefore, the word be Yisrael is not free to be Muteris l'cho Yisrael after the Chalitza, after she takes off his shoe. So where it says, no, the word Yisrael is written twice. Trey be Yisrael ksivi. The word be Yisrael is written twice. One to teach us this drosh has to be in the base of Yisrael, and the other one to teach us she muteris hutro l'cho Yisrael. Where it still asks, bakati miboilei. We still have another question, because we have another brisa, the Lechtanya. It says in the other brisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Yehuda says, Pam achas yisi yoshvim lifnei Rabbi Tarfon. One time we were sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Yehuda, and the other Talmidim was sitting in front of Rabbi Tarfon. Ubaso yivama lachlots, and it came to them to have a yivama undergo chalitza with her yavam, the amalanu, and he taught us anu kulchem the imru. You all have to say at the conclusion of the chalitza process, chalutz hanol, chalutz hanol. You must say that. That is part of the procedure. And therefore, the words, Beis Chalutz Hanal, are coming to teach us that. and therefore we don't have it free to teach us that the actual taking off the shul, kivan shechol atzbor na'al, hutrul chol Yisrael. So Gemara says, no, we still can learn both of these dinim, how mivin nikra shemo nafka, that the idea that everybody has to say chalutz anol, cholos anol, that's learned out from, it says, v'nikra shemo, that you have to all say it. And therefore, Hanol can come to teach us this din of chalitza being the situation that is materis her to all other men bashuk. Okay. Then we quote the Mishnah that said, "Ubimisas Yavim, Nebuchad the Yavim dies." So then the woman is also now muteris al chol Yisrael. So how do we know that? Gemara says, "Minola." So Gemara says, "Kal v'chomer." Uma eishes ish, a regular married woman, shehi bechenek, which the punishment, Rachmon al Sana, she would commit adultery, is chenek, which is a capital punishment. Nevertheless, if the husband dies, misas abal matirasa, it permits her now to marry any other man, as we learned in yesterday's year, Yavama shehi belab. The fact that if a woman who is a Yavama waiting to undergo Yibam were to go and commit what would be the equivalent of adultery, it doesn't have a capital status to it. Yavama, she's alive, it's only alive. She has to be either undergoing Yibam or Chalitza before she can go and marry someone else. So Yavama, if she were to go and have relations with somebody else, it's, quote, only alive. It's not a capital crime. So certainly, look, Koshike, if the husband's death, which was a capital crime associated with adultery, frees her up. So certainly the Yavim's death, which was only alive, should certainly free her up. That's the Kavu Chomer. Where says it's not a good Kavu Chomer, because Mala Eishasish, she can Yosef a get, and Eishasish can go out with a get, whereas the Yavim cannot go and give a get to his wife, he has to give her Chalitza. Tomar Bezu, she ain't no Yosef a get, so she doesn't go out with a get, so therefore, you can't learn out of Kavu Chomer. The Yavama is stricter in some ways than a regular Eishasish. So where says, no, they're both similar in that they each can go out in another way. The regular Eishasish goes out with the get, and the Yavama, Hanami, Yotsu b'chalitza. Since she can go out with Chalitza, it's not something unique or special, because a get or Chalitza are similar. And therefore, the Kavu Chomer is a good Kavu Chomer, and that's how we can learn out that a Yavam, when he passes away, so his death also matirs the Yavama to the rest of the world. Where it still questions this and says, Elo, Male Eishasish, there's something unique over here. Eishasish, Shekain Osra Matira, the Eishasish, the one who made her Osra to the rest of the world, his death is Matira, as opposed to the Yavam. He wasn't the one that made her Osra to the rest of the world. So how can his death be Matira? So the Gemara says, no, Amravashi, Honami, Osra Matira. No, he is in fact the one that is Asrin her, because let's say they either had children, or let's say there was no brother, so then she would be freed with Harris Lashuk. So the fact that he exists, he is the brother that is going and now and asking her to the rest of the world. So too, Yavam Osra, and therefore his death, Yavam Sharila, if he were to die, he would also free her. So it's exactly analogous to a regular husband and wife. Just like when the husband passes away, the wife is free. So too, if the Yavam passes away, the wife, the Yavama, she goes free. Gemara says, but let's learn out a different Kavu Chomer. Once you're telling me that this Kavu Chomer is a good Kavu Chomer, so then, Usehei Eishasish, Yotsu B'Chalitza, B'Kavu Chomer. So then, in Eishasish, they also be allowed to go out through, via Chalitza, and not only via Get, from the following Kavu Chomer. Uma Yavama, a woman who's a Yavama, Sheni Yotsu B'Get, nevertheless Yotsu B'Chalitza, if a regular Yavama cannot go out with a Get, yet she go out with Chalitza, so then certainly, Zushi Yotsu B'Get, a regular Eishasish that does go out with a Get, certainly, Eino Din, should be a Kavu Chomer, she Yotsu B'Chalitza, she's able to go out with Chalitza. So says that's not true because of a pasuk. The Kavu Chomer is a good Kavu Chomer, and we normally would say that, but when you have a pasuk against the Kavu Chomer loses. So Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Sefer Krisus, because of law Sefer Krisus. So Sefer Karsa, only the Sefer Krisus can go and get rid of that marriage, end that marriage, the Ein Dover Acher Karsa, and nothing else, such as Chalitza, even though you have a Kavu Chomer, is able to do so. So the pasuk says, you can't learn this Kavu Chomer. Okay, Mor says, okay, but there's still another Kavu Chomer that we can learn out. We'll say Yavama Yotzitz Beget Mi Kavu Chomer. So let the Yavama be able to go out not only with Chalitza, but she should also be able to go out with a get. If the Yavama gives her a get, that should work from the following Kavu Chomer. Uma Eishasi She'ena Yotzitz B'Chalitza. A married woman cannot go out with Chalitza, as we just said. Nevertheless, Yotzitz Beget, she does go out with a get. So certainly then, a Kavu Chomer, Zushi Yotzitz B'Chalitza, Endin, she also began. So the woman who is a Yavama does go out with Chalitza, so then certainly it should be a Kavu Chomer. She should be able to go out with the get. So again, we have a pasuk that negates this Kavu Chomer. On the cross, the pasuk says, Kocha, Yeselish, such shall be done, which is a miyot, an ikov. Koch the Kocha ikuva. So this tells us that this and only this is the way that the Yavama can go out. And therefore, the pasuk tells us that, yes, we would have had a Kavu Chomer, but the pasuk tells us that you can't apply that Kavu Chomer, and it's only through Chalitza and not a get that the Yavama can go out. Gemara questions this and says, really? Wherever we have this concept of ikuva, that it says this, kocha, or uses another term, there's certain words in the Torah that tells us that this is must be the way that it's done, certain buzzwords, so this word of kocha is an ikov, it must be done this way, and you're telling me therefore that we can't darshan the kavah chomer because the pasuk tells us, no, you can't darshan the kavah chomer. That's not true. I'll show you. Yom HaKippurim, in regard to the din of Yom Kippur, Dersiv, it says, in terms of picking the animal that would be the soil Hashem and the soil Azazel, that we do it with a kalfi, we do it with a goral. So, all Yom HaKippurim, they'll see the goral. And it also says the buzzword v'chuka, which tells us an ikov, it must be done this way, and if you don't do it this way, it's no good. And nevertheless, there, even though it says v'chuka, we do allow a kal b'chomer to work. B'tanya, v'yoso chatos. We need another word there to tell us that the goral is what makes this a chatos, the sor lashem and the sor lazozo. The oso chatos via the goral, via the kalfi, by the kohen gadol putting his hand into the lottery box and picking out the one that says lashem and raising his right hand if it's the sor lashem. So that's what it designates, that this is the sor lashem. The kalfi is what designates it. Now, why do we need this pasuk? The oso chatos, ha goral oso chatos vein hashem oso chatos. But just by declaring it that it's a chatos, this will be the one Lashem. It's no good. You have to go, and even if you declared it, you have to go and make a lottery. And the declaration that you made is worthless. Under normal circumstances, the declaration is good, and that's the Kavah Chomer. Shiyochol Valodinu. I would have said that the declaration by the Kohen Gadol, this is the Osor Lashem, should certainly work. Why? Because of a Kavah Chomer. In a situation where you don't need a Goral, a regular case of designating something as a Chatos, that works. Kidesh Hashem, just by designating it, Hashem here means by declaring it the name. It doesn't mean Hashem. It means declaring that this is a chatos, so that normally works. So certainly, welcome shakidish agorol. If the goral also can be a kaddish, so should be a kal v'chomer. Einu din shi kaddish Hashem. Just by declaring it to be a chatos, that should work. So we have a kal v'chomer here to say that if the kohen gadol had said, this is the soil Hashem, that should work, but it doesn't work. Talmud Lomer, because we are so chatos, it's only the goral that makes it a chatos. A goral is a chatos. Vein Hashem ose. Chatos. The declaration of the name doesn't make it the chatos, only the goral, only the kalfi, the lottery, makes it into a chatos. Now, we would have had this kal v'chomer, and yet, even though it said v'chuka, so we needed another pasuk, the oso chatos, to negate the kal v'chomer. So therefore, the taima, the miyate kura, the only reason why this kal v'chomer didn't work is because we had another pasuk, the oso chatos, to teach us that it doesn't work. If we didn't have the pasuk, the oso chatos, halav hachi, so then darshinon kal v'chomer, we would in fact use this kal v'chomer despite the fact that we have the word chukah, avol gav d'chsiv bechukah. So here we see that you do have the ability to use a kal v'chomer even when you have an ikuv. So therefore, the word kocha in our case shouldn't be a way that we can't use the kal v'chomer to say kocha, it must be done via chalitza and not via the kal v'chomer to say again also works. That's not a good drasha. Shmuel says, you're right, but there's another word. Amar kra, law. The pasuk says, because of law, sefer krisos, meaning law, that a get only works for a woman who's married, the low, the yivama, and not for yivama. So it has nothing to do with the word kocha. It's the word, because of law, sefer krisos, that tells us that the word, the using of a get, krisos, can only be done by a married woman and not by a yivama. Where it says, but we need the word law for something else. Name a law, lishma. We need the word law to teach us that it must be written specifically for her. We went through the Gemara in Gittin, where we learned the dinim of a get, and it said one of the dinim is that it must be written specifically by the husband for that specific wife. So therefore, law teaches us it must be lishma. How can you use it to tell us law of lola yivama? So where it says, because it says law twice. Trei law ksive. So one word is to teach us lishma, and one word is to teach us that it's an ikov only for a married woman and not for a yavama. Where it says, no, but we still need the word law for a second drasha, so it's not free to teach us this drasha of only for an Eishes Ish law and not for yavama, because we need it. Vakasi mi boyalei chad law lishma. We need one lishma. That doesn't change. V'ida, but we need the second law, v'lo law v'lechaverta, that you can't write a single get for two women. You can't write it for a man has two wives, and he says, I'm divorcing both of them. So you can't write one get for both of them. Each one has to have their own get. And that's what you need law for, the second law. And therefore, it's not free to teach us that only a married woman can be divorced with a get and not a yavama. Someone says, no, that's why we have the word el omakor na'al. We have the word beis chalutz hanal, na'al in midiach rinalo. Oh, that's where we learned it out from the word na'al that teaches us only a na'al works and not a get. Where it says, no, but that's what you need the word now for. So we need it for something else. We need it for the following drasha. The pasuk says, Na'alo, it says that you take off his shoe. Why do we tell me his shoe? Ainli ela na'alo, that means that it has to be the shoe that he normally wears. How do we know? Na'al shel adam, you know, how can it be a shoe that belongs not to him but to somebody else? That also works. Tamar lomar, na'al. It tells us again the word na'al, and the extra na'al is na'al riba, to come to teach us that it doesn't have to be his shoe. It could be even someone's shoe that it's not his own. So then why did it say na'alo? What was the purpose of saying his shoe? If it doesn't have to be a shoe, then why did it say na'alo? M.K. Ma'atabalo and na'alo. So the word na'alo came to teach us several things. Na'alo, haroylo. It doesn't have to be his shoe, but it has to be a shoe that fits him. It has to be able to be a shoe that he could wear. As opposed to prat legado she'en yochel halakbo, as opposed to a shoe that's many, many sizes too large for him. He wears a size 8, and this is a size 15. So that wouldn't work. Prat legado she'en yochel halakbo, it has to be a shoe that he could walk in, even though it's not his own shoe, but it has to be at least a shoe that is not low, connected to him in some way, and that he could walk in it. And it can't be too large. Prat lekoto she'en chofe es rov raglo, or it's too small that he can't even put it onto most of his foot. Or prat, and we turn to your dalet on the day, it excludes lemisulayim she'en lo okay. It excludes a shoe that is missing the heel part. So none of those work. That's why you need na'alo, and that's why you need na'al to teach us all of these dinim. Where it says, im kain, if that were true, so then, nichto kro na'al, my hat no'al. Why did they add the x-ray? Beis chalutz ha no'al. Oh, shamas minot tarti. So it does allow it to teach us this extra din. And that extra din, ha no'al, comes to teach us that only a woman who's a yavama can be only divorced via a chalitza and not via get. And that is the source. And that leads us into the next Mishnah. This Mishnah is going to introduce us to some dinim about an Eved Ivri and an Amoha Ivriya. So it tells us some of the dinim of an Eved Ivri first. Eved Ivri nikne bekesef ubishtar. An Eved Ivri can be acquired via being purchased with money or via a document. And then we'll discuss what type of Eved Ivri we're talking about. There are two ways that a person becomes an Eved Ivri. He steals something and Beis Din sells him because he can't pay it back. Or a person is destitute, so he's allowed to sell himself as an Eved Ivri. We'll see there are different opinions as to whether all of these dinim and mishnah apply to both or only to the one that is sold by Beis Din. So wait till we get to the Gemara to discuss that. Right now we're just talking about generic Eved Ivri, albeit there'll be an opinion that says this is only talking about Dinim in the Mishnah is talking about an Eved who was sold, an Eved Ivri who was sold by the Beis Din because he had stolen. In any event, right now, the two ways that an Eved Ivri can be acquired is by being bought, b'kesef, or b'shtar, or via document. And likewise, v'kona asel b'shadim, he becomes free when his time period is up. So in the seventh year, he goes free. So it's a six-year servitude. Again, we'll discuss, does this apply to both an Eved Ivri that was sold by himself, or one that was sold by Beis Din. So right now, we're learning just simple, the Kona Asa Bishonim, at the conclusion of the 6 years of servitude, he goes free. And likewise, Uva Yovel, if the Yovel comes up during those 6 years, or as we'll see with the Nirtza, an Eved that stays a longer, the Yovel year will free him. Likewise, Ubi Giron Kesef, if a person can buy himself, he had sold himself, let's say, and he was destitute, but now Bakshemi wins the lottery. So now he wants to go and purchase himself back. So he worked, let's say he was sold for $600. He worked 2 years. So he has $400 years of service left, 4 years left. So he can pay the $400 and not have to work those 4 years. So Ubi Guyarin Kesef, he can go free. Yesera Olav Amariya. Now all of these dinim apply to an Amariya as well, but there's an additional way that an Amariya can go out. Shekona es atzma b'simonim. The Amariya also goes out with simonim. The whole purpose of an Amariya, we said, was that hopefully the person who bought her or that person's son would go and marry her. So if he chooses not to marry her, by the time she reaches the age of Naras, she has simonim, physical characteristics of maturity, so then she goes free. Our purpose is not to have her be in servitude, our purpose was to get her married. And if he's not going to marry her, then she goes free with simonim. Then it tells us an additional din, Hanirtsa, a person who says, Ahavti esadini esishti, and I lo say, I don't want to go out, so then you bring him to the doorpost, and you do the piercing of his right ear with an awl, and Hanirtsa, this servant, Nikne Beritzia, this is what makes him the Eved Ivri for the period of time until the Yovel, and the Konis has to be Yovel, but when the Yovel comes, even the Nirtsa goes out. Likewise, Uve Misas Ha'adon, the person goes out over here. If he's a Nirtza, he goes out when the master dies as well. There is no din of Yerusha of this Nirtza. There is a din that the sons during the 6 years, when he's an Eved Ivri, for the first 6 years, so then if the master dies, the sons do inherit him, specifically only the sons, but there is no such din if he's a Nirtza. Okay, so a lot of dinim we learned here in the Mishnah, so now we're going to dissect a lot of them. So Gemara starts off and says, Eved Ivri nikne bekesef min olam. How do we know that an Eved Ivri can be acquired with kesef? What's the source of that? So the basic pasuk, I'm going to quote the pasuk, says, mi kesef miknoso. This pasuk teaches us that a Eved Ivri can be acquired by money. Now this pasuk deals with being sold to a non-Jewish person, and that's going to be a question that we'll have in a second. How do we know that for a Jewish person? So Malami Shinik Mikesef. So this Mikesef Miknosol teaches us that he can be purchased with money. Gemara says, Ashkon Eved Ivri Hanim Koli Over Kochav. That pasuk talks about an Eved Ivri being sold to a guy. Howel the whole Kinyon Mikesef. Maybe that only works by a guy because that's the only way a guy can acquire something. The other mechanisms of Kenyan may not apply to a guy. So therefore, that's why a guy can acquire the Eved Ivri with Kesef. But maybe, Nimkar li Yisrael, maybe that isn't true for Yisrael. Minolad, how do we know that that works for Yisrael? So again, the pasuk is brought down, Amakra, the Hefdah. This is a pasuk that comes to teach us that when the master of the Amo Evriah doesn't want to marry her, or he doesn't want his son to marry her, so then you will let her go free. The Hefdah, you'll give her her freedom. Malamid shimigoraz pijono aviyotza, that you will prorate what you owe her and not have her pay that and let her go free. So therefore, we see that the Hefdah teaches us she the giron kesef applies over here, and therefore, if she can go free in this fashion with kesef, so therefore she could be acquired with kesef, and therefore if an amo evriah can be acquired with kesef, the assumption is that an eved ivri can also be acquired with kesef. Mor says, how do we know that? Ashkon amo evriah, all you've taught me over here is an amo evriah. Ho mikadesh umikadsho bekesef, miknaya bekesef. So therefore, the amo evriah can be brought in with kesef and can go out with kesef. Behevdah, but eved ivri minolan. How do we know that an eved ivri does go out as well? So the Gemara tells us, Amakra, we have a hekesh between Amo Evriah and Eved Ivri, because the pasuk says, Ki marcha l'cho achicha ha-evri, o ha-evriah. When a person is sold into servitude, whether he's an Eved Ivri or an Amo ha-evriah, v'avocho she'eshonim, there's a 6-year period of time of servitude, and therefore the pasuk compares the Eved Ivri with the Amo Evriah, ma'ekish Ivri li'evriah, and that's why if the Amo Evriah can be brought in with kesef and can go out with giro and kesef, so too that applies to the Eved Ivri as well through the hekish. Gemara says, okay, great. Ashuchan micharu beistin. That's when beistin sells the Eved. Hoel, the nimkar, baal karcho, since he can be sold against his will, he stole something, he can't pay it back, and therefore the beistin can sell him, even though he says, I don't want to be an Eved Ivri. No, beistin has the right to sell him in order to get the person whose money was stolen, the property was stolen, the item was stolen, to get repaid back, so he can be sold bal karcho, just like the Amo Evriah can be sold bal karcho. So therefore, the hekesh would apply to the Eved Ivri that's sold because he stole, and Beistin sells him. How do we know? Mocher atzmo minolan. How do we know that a person who's destitute and says, listen, I can't live, I'll sell myself as an Eved Ivri. How do we know that that works? Then he can sell himself for money as an Eved Ivri. So the Gemara says, yolev socher socher. We have a gzeru shava of socher socher. The word Sachir is written both by the Beistin selling this Eved Ivri and also by a person who wishes to become an Eved Ivri because he's destitute. So the same word Sachir is used, and we learn out Gzeir Shav of Sachir Sachir to teach us that the dinim of Mechira of an Eved Ivri because he stole is the same as an Eved Ivri who sells himself because he's destitute. The Gemara says, that's great. If you hold that Gzeir Shav, Hanich Laman the Olev Sachir Sachir, that works according to the opinion that says there is such a Gzeir Shav of Sachir Sachir. So, what about if you don't hold like that? El man delo yolev sachir sachir maikel emer. The Gemara will now teach us that there's a machlokas as to whether we hold this gzereshava sachir sachir. Again, all gzereshavas are midyaraisa. They were given halacha Moshe Mitzrayim, and we can't make up our own gzereshava. But Reshech Tashlita would always say that they didn't clearly have a designation as to which gzereshavas were acceptable gzereshavas. That's why you have a machlokas in many places in the Gemara about whether a Gzeir Shava is a real Gzeir Shava or not, and that's because they may have had a list of, like, there are 100 Gzeir Shavas, but they didn't have a list of what those 100 were, and they had to figure out what the 100 were. So there are different ways to calculate whether this was one of those acceptable Gzeir Shavas or not. You can't make up your own Gzeir Shava, but you have to have a Masorah that this was a Gzeir Shava. So there's a machlokus over here whether this Sachir is a valid Gzeir Shava. So if you hold it's a valid Gzeir Shava, so Gzuntei, then we have the answer that the Eved Ivri who sells himself because he's destitute can be compared to the Eved Ivri that based themselves. But if you don't hold that, Laman the loyal of Socher Socher Baikalamir, how's he going to learn out this din? That a person who sells himself, Mocher Atzmo, has the same din as the one who was sold, Baal Karcho, by the based din. So here we have another pasuk according to this opinion that doesn't hold Yolif Socher Socher. So Amar Kwa, because the pasuk says V'chi Sasig. So it tells us V'chi Sasig. There is a vav that connects these two subjects: the one of Eved Ivri being sold to a guy, and the next set of psukim which deal with the Eved Ivri being sold to a Jew. So the vav connects these two. V'chi Sasig. Musaf al inyan rishon. It comes to connect the two inyanim. V'yilumad el yon mitachton. And therefore, you compare the two to each other. And just like we said that a eved ivri can be sold to a guy, so too an eved ivri, regardless of whether he is sold by the beis din or sold because he's destitute, the dinim of being sold by money apply to him as well because of the vav connecting these two inyanim. And therefore, you learn el yon mitachton. So the dinim of an Eved Ivri being sold to another Yid comes first. And then it says, V'chi Sasig. And then it also, it applies to the next set of dinim, which is talking about an Eved Ivri sold to a guy. And therefore, you can learn the dinim of the Elyon from the Tachton. So you can learn now that an Eved Ivri sold to a Yid can be sold with money from the dinim of an Eved Ivri sold to a guy can be sold with money. Okay, so now we have a source for the Tana that holds Socher Socher, and we have a source for the Tana that holds, he doesn't hold the Xer Shavu Socher Socher. Who is that Tana? Uman Tana de lo Yolev Socher Socher. Who is this Tana? So we want to tell us, hi Tanu, it's the following Tana in the following Brisa, the Tanya. It tells us the Brisa of Machlok is between Rabbi Elazar and this other Tana. The Tanya, the Brisa teaches us, Hamocher Atzmo, if a person sells himself, Nimkar L'Sheish V'Yosra Sheish. So this Tana of the Brisa, who disagrees with Rabbi Elazar, who will be the second opinion, he teaches us as follows, that the dinim of an Eved Ivri that is sold by the Beis Din are quite different than the dinim of an Eved Ivri who sells himself because he's destitute. And, for example, Hamocher Atzmo Nimkar L'Sheish V'Yosra Sheish. If you're selling yourself, there is no six-year period of time. You can sell yourself for a four-year period of time, a six-year period of time, an eight-year period of time. The dinim of Eved Ivri being sold for Sheish Shanim Yavod is only a din if Beis Din sells you. But this Tana holds that if Beis Din doesn't sell you, you sell yourself, then there is no six-year period of servitude. You sell yourself for whatever you need. However, Machro Beis Din and Nimkar L'Sheish, the Beis Din selling you is a six-year slot. So that's difference number one. We'll see the four differences over here, and then the Gemara in tomorrow's shir, maybe even in some of today's shir at the end, will explain why each case, each one of the Tana, who argues with Rabbi Elazar, the Tanakama here, why he holds that there are differences and why Rabbi Elazar holds there are no differences. So the Tanakama says difference number one is that is it a six-year period of time or not? Only for a slave who was sold by Beis Din, it's a six-year period of time. For a person who sells himself because he's impoverished, he can sell himself for any period of time. Number two, Hamocher Atzmo Eino Nirtza. If you sell yourself, there is no din of Nirtza. You cannot become an Eved Li'olam. You can't become an Eved till the Yovel. That is only a din, mechoro Beis Din Nirtza. Only a person who sold by Beis Din can say, Ahati Esadudi Esishti V'Esbenoi Lo Esechoshi, I don't want to go free, and therefore I will stay until the Yovel. So that's difference number two. Difference number three, Mocher Atzmo Ein Manikin Lo. If a person sells himself, so then at the conclusion of his period of servitude, whether it's 4 years, 6 years, 8 years, whatever he said, he's not entitled to get what we would call a severance check. He's not entitled to get Manikin Lo. He's not entitled to get Hanaka. He's not entitled to get gifts from the Baal for working for him. He sold himself. He got paid for it. End of the discussion. However, Micharo Beis Din, if Beis Din sold this person, Manikin Lo, we asked the person who purchased him to go and give this guy a parting gifts, to give him a severance check, to go and give him Hanaka. So that's difference number three. And finally, the fourth difference, Hamocha Atzmo Ein Rabba Moser Lo Shivcho Kinanis. If you sell yourself, then you're not allowed to go and be given a Shivcho Kinanis, as opposed to Micharo Beis Din can go and sell somebody, so then not only does he work during the daytime, Rabba Moser Lo Shivcho Kinanis, he can be given a Shivcho Kinanis to go and have children with, and there those children become the property of the owner. They are an Eved Kinani. They don't get any relationship to him. I once heard from my Rebbeim a beautiful idea. Why is that the case? Because this person who stole, he had no respect for somebody else's property. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, oh, you don't have respect for other people's property? We'll see what happens. You're going to be given the Shivcha Kinanis. You're going to like her. And, well, guess what? She's not yours. We're going to take her away from you. You have children from her? Guess what? They're not yours. We're going to take them away from you. It's Mido Keneged Mido, this idea to teach him, have respect for other people's things. So, in any event, Micharo Beis Din, then he's allowed to have a Shivcho Kinanis. But if he sells himself, he's not entitled to have a Shivcho Kinanis. So those are four differences, according to the Tanakama, between an Eved who sells himself and an Eved that's sold by Beis Din. But Rabbi Elazar disagrees. Rabbi Elazar disagrees. He says, Omer, Zav is Zav. In all four cases, the din is the same. So, Eno, Nimkar, El Lashesh, both of them are sold for a 6-year period of time. And Zev is an Irtza. And both of them, if they wish, they can stay on. It's not proper to do so, but if they wish to do so, they can stay on until the Yovel and can be an Irtza, both of them. And Zev is Zev, Anikimo. You have to give a severance check to both of them. And Zev is there, Rabbi Moshe Lashiv Chananis. And both of them can be given a Shiv Chananis. So Rabbi Elazar disagrees, says there's no difference between the two. And the Tanakhama says there are four differences between the two. Now, what's the Svara behind each of them saying their Shitas? Oh, it's exactly the Yudarshan, the Gzerishava, Socher, Socher. So let us suggest, my Lab, Bahal Kamidli. This is exactly what they're arguing about. The Tanakhama, Lo Yola, Socher, Socher. He doesn't make the comparison between the Evet Ivri, who sells himself because he's impoverished, and the Eved Ivri was sold by Basim because he stole. So therefore, if you don't have this Gzeir Shavah, Socher Socher, so then you're right, you have four differences between an Eved who sells himself versus the Eved that's sold by Basim. But Rabbi Elazar does Darshim, Rabbi Elazar Yola Socher Socher, and therefore there's no difference between the two of them. So let us suggest, therefore, that this Tana who argues with Rabbi Elazar is the Tana that holds there is no Gzeir Shavah of Socher Socher. Where it says, no, not necessarily so. Rav Tavyumi, Mishmei Dabaye, Rav Tavyumi is the name of Abaye, the Kuliyama, in fact, Yolu Socher Socher. In fact, everybody holds this Gzeir Rishava of Socher Socher, including Tanakama. No, so then why does he say that these dinim don't apply, the four dinim don't apply to both? Because Vahach, Vahach, Krokum, if they're arguing about different psukim. Now, what is this drasha? My time of the Tanakama. Why does the Tanakama say that, in fact, the Eved Ivri, who's sold by Basin, is for 6 years, and the Eved Ivri that is sold, because he's destitute, he sells himself, it's not for 6 years. So, the Omar, Mocher, Asmo, Nimkar, L'sheish, V'yosir, Al-sheish, the one who sells himself can be sold for any period of time, it could be for 6 years, it could be more than 6 years, because Miet, Rachmona, Gabi, Mechoro, Basin, because of an exclusion. It says, in regards to the one that's sold by Basin, the following. It says, Va'avodcha, Sheishanim, only you will serve him for 6 years, implying Zed, the one that's sold by Beis Din, but not Velo Mocher Asmo, and not the one who sells himself. So that's the rationale for the difference. Nothing to do with Socher Socher. It has to do with this drush on the pasuk. No, what does Rilazar do with that? The Idach, why doesn't he darshan Va'avodcha implies only to the Mocher Beis Din? So he says, Va'avodcha Lecha. It teaches us the din that you will only serve that person, but not if that person dies, then you don't have to go and serve his yorshim. So that's what Rabbi Elazar does with the pasuk. It has nothing to do, though, with the differentiation between an eved sold by Beis Din and an eved that is sold because he's destitute, sells himself because he's destitute. No, this din, Vadvadcha, works for the person and not for the yorish if that person dies. V'idach, how does the Tanakhama learn that? V'avodcho achrinach said. It says the word v'avodcho twice. One to teach us his din, that there's a difference between the mocher beis din and the one who sells himself, and the other is to teach us that there is no din of Yerusha of the Eved Ivri. No, what does Rabbi Elazar do with that? V'idach, he says, ha'ul haritzos adon hut yosa. He says the second Vavodcha comes to teach us just a din to make the adon happy, that he's going to have to go and set the servant free after 6 years. Is going to be upset about that. So he says, no, he's going to work you for 6 years. And that's just written there to teach us that, to, so to say, make the owner, the Baal over here, happy that the guy is going to work for him for at least 6 years. Okay, so that's the first difference between the Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar. Nu, my time of the Tanakama, the Yama Mocha Atzo Eino Nirtza. Why did the Tanakama say that the din of Nirtza only applies to the Mocha Atzo and not to the one who sells himself? So he says, it's based upon me, Demiet Rachmona Gabi Mechor Basin, because it specifically states in regards to the person who sold by the Basin, Veratza Adonov Es Ozno Bamertzeya. Only in this situation, Es Ozno, Ozno Shelo, Velo Ozno Shemocha Atzo. So he darshans over here the second distinction from the word it says Ozno, implying only the Ozen of the one who sold by Basin and not the Ozen of the one who sells himself. We turn to Tesvav of Aleph. What does Rabbi Elazar do with that? What does he use the word ozno to teach us? The Idach Rabbi Elazar says, Hahi, the word ozno is Gzeir Rishavu Diyos. He needs it for the following Gzeir Rishavu. The Tanya, Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar tells us, Minayin liritzia shiba ozen yamonis. How do we know that when you do the nirtza, you go and have to stick the oil into the ear? It's the right ear, ba'ozen ha'yamonis. So Rabbi Eliezer teaches us, Demarkan ozen. It teaches us the word ozen in regards to the Eved Ivri. And the Nemar Lahalan Ozen, it also uses the word Ozen in regards to Metzora. So it tells us over there that you have to go Malahalan Yomin. It says over there in regards to Metzora, you put the oil and the blood on his right ear and his Tnuch Ozen Hayimonis, so Afkan Yomin, it teaches us over here, we make Gezer Shava, Ozen Ozen, to teach us that it has to be on the right ear by the Eved Ivri. And therefore, the word Ozno is not a miut to tell us only by the Mocher Basin. According to Rabbi Elazar, he takes this Gezer Shava from Rabbi Eliezer, and that's what you need the word Ozno for. And therefore, it is not a miut to the Mocher Basin, it includes the din of the right ear, but it applies to both the Mocher Beis Din and the one who sells himself. No, what does the Tanakhama do with his din? How does he learn how it has to be the right ear? V'idach, so he says, if you wanted to just tell me this day, Rishava, Imkain, Lemakra, Ozen, just write the word Ozen. My Ozno, his ear, the Tanakhama says, it comes to be my ear, to tell us that only the Mocher Beis Din and not the one who sells himself. No, that's a very good argument. What does Rav Elazar do with that? V'idach, Halmi Boyle, he says the word Ozno is needed below Ozna to teach us that only the man can have a Nirtza status, but an Omo Evriya can't have a Nirtza status. No, that's a very good drasha. How does the Tanakhama learn that one out? V'idach, he says, Nafka Law, he learns that din out, Ne the Im Yomar Ha Eved, Ahafti Esadoni Esishti V'esmanoi, Ha Eved below Omo, and not the Omo Evriya. No, why didn't Rabbi Elazar use that then? Why didn't he learn it out from the fact that it says an Eved Ivri only does that and not the Omo Ivriya? Why does he need Ozno to teach us that then? The Idach, Rabbi Elazar, he can only say that while he's an Eved. He can't change his mind afterwards, so it's while he's an Eved he has to do that. So that's why it says Omar Yomar Ha Eved. So it has to be while he's still an Eved. No, how does the Tanakhama learn that then out? The Idach, the Eved, Ha Eved Nafka, because it says V'yemimar Ha Eved. It doesn't say V'yemimar Eved. So Ha Eved comes to teach us that din according to the Tanakhama. No, what does Rabbi Elazar do with the extra hey? Rabbi Elazar of the Idach Eved Ha Eved Lo Darish. He doesn't hold that drasha. Ah, so this is the second explanation of the difference without using the Gzer Shav of Socher Socher. This is the second of the four explanations for the differences between Tanakhama saying that it applies only to a Mocha by Beis Din and not to a person who sells himself, whereas Rabbi Elazar says, no, it doesn't. So we've explained two of them. Yitz Hashem, we'll stop over here. We'll explain the other two tomorrow, and then we'll have to ask, then who is the Tana that doesn't hold the Gzei Rishava? We'll answer that tomorrow as Yitz Hashem as well. With this, we conclude today's share.